The scope of the task was definitely a big one, but I think I was able to accomplish a lot just looking at the library from the standpoint of the physical space all the way through to the online presence. I do want to first just make a mention that what made this project possible was the generosity of a lot of people in the community in a variety of ways, from lodging. I was hosted by Karen Hofstad and for a while Glow Wallen while Karen had visitors in town. And then my transportation was a bicycle offered to me by Desi Burrell. And so I appreciated that. Also, many people in town took time to speak with me in the course of the project because I didn't feel like I could really examine how the library supports the community without knowing the community. So I just want to thank everyone who took time to talk with me, whether that was a formal interview or just conversations in town, out and about. I tried to engage people and just ask them about their experience with the library. So thank you.
Got a lot of good feedback.
I got a lot of great feedback. And I will say the feedback was both positive and some negative, but mostly constructive.
So what did you find out for outcomes of the project?
I think one big observation is that the library is really a place where people can connect with each other. So the tagline is for the library is we connect you to the world of ideas. But I think the library is also connecting people to each other. So it's more of more than just books, databases, DVDs, and information. The library is a resource to enable people in so many different ways. It's also a place to lay a foundation for the future of the community. So just as an example, we have a lot of wonderful youth programs that are being offered at the library, and families could be at home reading with their kids. But the library is a great place where they can be together, supporting each other in those early literacy activities, making the connection between books and reading through social experience. Also, for people who might not have reliable internet at home, they can come into the library and use it to further their education for online study, to support their businesses, and that in turn really supports Petersburg in a much broader way and from an economic standpoint as well.
And in reading through some of the project outcomes, that's one area where the library looks like can improve and offering more digital ebook, audiobooks, and that kind of stuff, and other things that are non-books in that area.
That's right. One big observation is that there's not very broad awareness of the wealth of resources available through the library for people who like to use ebooks and audiobooks. So the library will be promoting those a little bit more prominently in different ways. One of those ways will be on the website, which will be undergoing a redesign.
It's already underway, right?
That is true.
Rebuilding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the website's being rebuilt as we speak.
And Tara, are there things that surprised you in Amy's findings in her project or stuck out?
A few little things. I'm thinking, you know, like the website, that's one that struck me. Is, you know, we see so many people face to face, and I didn't realize how many people used our website. And so, you know, we've always taken care with the website, but I think that that's a door to the library that we need to pay just a little bit more attention to and look at how people use it versus how we think of it, which is maybe how our website was constructed. And so we're going to be taking that user perspective in the website redesign to make that particular portal of entry to the library more effective for the people who use it.
And the suggestions or outcomes go down even to the very small change, things like one thing that stuck in my mind, just putting sound dampers under the book drop as people come in and drop their books so it doesn't make that big thunk.
That's right. Yeah, there were a lot of small things. I mean, honestly, when I first found out that I'd get to be doing this project, I looked at the library through its website. I thought, what a great website. What a fantastic library. It's a beautiful facility. It rivals any public library that you would see anywhere. And not to say that I think that it's excessive, but it's a very thoughtfully designed building. So I didn't immediately think there would be a lot to observe. But I think some changes that will be noticeable will be improved signs. Just in the book stacks. So when you wander the shelves and look around, those signs will be improving. Things will be a little more visible, a little more accessible. enhanced browsing, and then perhaps some changes in lighting, how some of the furniture is configured or a bit differently just to make things more accessible from a physical standpoint as well. Those changes all will add up to a better experience inside the library and online too.